Task 3. You are making a table to help customers choose pets. Listen to the conversation and complete the table below.
Hey, Uncle Raymond, what are you doing?
Oh, hi, Holly. I'm making a table to show customers the advantages and disadvantages of keeping different pets. Do you want to help?
I'd love to. Where do we start?
Let's start with dogs. I guess we can say that they are friendly, loyal, and smart.
I agree. And besides being friendly, loyal, and smart, they make people feel better about themselves. There have been lots of studies that show dog owners feel better about themselves.
Good. But dogs can also be difficult to take care of. They need a lot of exercise and need to be walked regularly.
That's right. People need to be ready to give a dog a lot of exercise and walk it regularly. Or they should choose other pets, maybe a bird or a fish.
Well, I've got Parrot here. What do you think is good about keeping parrots?
I read that they can be very good companions, and they're very easy to train.
That's true. Parrots are very easy to train and can also be good companions. What do you think is bad about parrots, then?
Maybe they can be noisy.
Yes, they can be noisy. And they need a lot of attention, too.
You're right. A parrot owner will have to give a lot of attention to the parrot all the time.
You also mentioned fish. What do you think is good about having pet fish, like tropical fish?
I think they are not very expensive.
They're not very expensive. And you know what else? They're easy to take care of.
That's right. My friend Rachel told me they are easy to take care of. Just keep the water clean and feed them. But she said that her fish aren't very interesting.
And that's the disadvantage. Keeping fish isn't very interesting for children.
Another friend of mine has a hamster. He said it is fun to watch hamsters play.
That's a good thing about hamsters. It is fun to watch them play.
He said they love spinning round and round on a wheel.
Okay, but did he say anything bad about his hamster?
Oh, yeah, he said they like to bite the furniture.
Well, hamsters are really afraid of people, so at first they bite a lot, especially furniture. Now, what do you think about cats?
Cats are great. They're very clean and tidy. I wish I had one.
Well, you're right. They are clean and tidy, but kittens like to scratch on the walls.
Oh, yeah, my friend Debbie said the same. She's got two kittens, and she said they always scratch on the walls. Her walls are now full of scratch marks.
The kittens will get better when they're older. Now, the last pet on my list is a tortoise. What do you know about tortoises?
Ha! They're slow and have a shell.
Actually, they can make good pets because they're easy to feed. But you know what? Though they're easy to feed, they can make your house smelly.
That's weird.
Yep, this may be caused by the food they eat.